Welcome to Storyline, where everyday people throughout our community talk about the experiences that shape their lives. This week on Storyline, married 54 years, local residents Napoleon Sherrard and his wife, Josephine Sherrard, take a nostalgic journey back to life in Winston-Salem in the 1950s.
As a young person, you don't realize your condition until later on in life that you were poor. You know, that you were feeling good being poor. We didn't have, but we weren't suffering. I enjoyed my years as being without. I did. I enjoyed them. They were not hard years because I didn't know I was supposed to have anything else. Back when I was young, you went and stayed over here for a little while and over here for a little while. So that was, it was sort of like the migrant workers do, so to speak, for young black people. They didn't have a stationary place. So when I come here, we didn't have a stationary place. You went where there was a kin person. And when you didn't have money, you walked. Nowadays, you know, the children have to ride everywhere. But the bus has changed so dramatically now. You know, we're a big city now when you talk about bus. But back then, I knew how to ride the Safe bus. I did not know how to ride the Duke Power bus until later on in life. But basically, we did a lot of walking, and the area was so where people protected you. But now, you can't walk like that anymore.
The area which I was brought up in down there on Highland was that everybody looked after you. And if Miss So-and-so said that you was guilty of something, it was no question about whether you're going to get a beating or not. If she spanked you, then you got another one when you got home. I remember once a fellow name was Bobby Pearson, and his dad's name was William Pearson. And his dad smoked cigars, King Edward cigars. And we was out there under the woodhouse one day, and Bobby went in the house. We was out there playing. Bobby went in the house and got two of his dad's cigars. And we was under there just puffing. The smoke just rolling. So the lady next door called the fire department. And the fire department came, and they had the hose out, ready to sprinkle the water in there. So when Bobby's daddy came home, the lady next door told him, said, them boys tried to burn the woodhouse down. And so Bobby got a whooping, and while he was whooping Bobby, I was laughing. So when he finished with Bobby, he said, you come on in here too, Junior. And he gave me a good whooping. But when my daddy came home, I got another whooping. And it was a long time before I learned to smoke because of those two whooping. But all of that area, now Shuttle Street, Commodity Street.
Excelsior.
Part of Excelsior.
Part of Excelsior is still here.
But then when all those streets are gone now, the expressway took all of that in. There's nothing there now but the expressway.
Listen to other stories from our community at storylineproject.org. Storyline is a project of the Echo Network and is made possible by the generosity of Salemtown, a continuing care retirement community where every life shines and stories are celebrated. Storyline. Make the connection.